USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Humanitarian organizations work to evacuate more civilians from the devastated Ukrainian port city of Mariupol on Monday. The Russian military is now focused on bombing resistance in Ukraine's south and east after failing to capture Kyiv in the early weeks of the war, now in its third month. Job listings could get much more interesting in New York City this fall. Starting November 1st, employers will be required to post the maximum so you can actually know how much a job pays before you take an interview. Salary transparency is believed to be one way to diminish unfair gender and racial pay disparities. MyPillow CEO and conservative Mike Lindell was unsuspended from Twitter Sunday. That lasted a whole 3 hours. Lindell was suspended again by Twitter for making another account. In the 3 hours he was live, 35,000 followers joined his account. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Former GOP Alaska Governor Sarah Palin speaks out on Newsmax against the White House Misinformation Board, run by people that claim the Biden laptop was Russian misinformation.
These folks who are going to be the arbiters of truth, and yet they're liars. They're horrible people. And I said that before on your show, and I got clobbered for it, even by some conservatives saying I shouldn't call names. And I said, I'm not calling names, I'm describing. These are horrible people who want to take down America. They want to, they've already said, fundamentally transform America. And you do not fundamentally transform anything unless you have disdain for it and you want to so change it. But these, this new board, this new whatever it is, for one, Congress needs to defund it, and they can with a rider to bring the appropriations bill, so they better have to do it, especially Republicans in there who too often are going along to get along.
We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott told Newsmax Joe Biden is not protecting America and that the flood of migrants threatening to overrun the southern border is entirely the president's fault, no matter how he tries to spin it.
Joe Biden is not protecting America. Joe Biden is allowing illegal immigration to occur in the United States. All of this is because it's Joe Biden's fault. Remember this, Chris. It was only a year and a half ago that we had the lowest border crossings in decades because of four simple things that President Trump did. He implemented the Remain in Mexico policy, the Title 42 policy. He ended catch and release, and he built a border wall. And then more than that, he sent a message that the border is closed. When Biden was elected, he eliminated all four of those things, and he said the border is open. Everything that Texas is having to do is because Joe Biden has abdicated his responsibility as president of the United States. And, Chris, that leads to what you were talking about. I've done something that's never been done before. I, as governor, have negotiated agreements with governors of Mexico, where governors of Mexico are carrying out what we agreed to, where they are participating in joint exercises with us to secure both sides of the border. They have armed law enforcement personnel on their side, working with our armed law enforcement personnel on our side. We're on both sides. We're working to secure the border.
Kelsey Whitmore played left field and batted ninth for the Staten Island Ferry Hawks on Sunday, becoming the first woman to start a game in the Atlantic League, a league tied to Major League Baseball. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.